of SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Milton has exploded into the Atlantic area's largest hurricane. As it makes its way through the Gulf of Mexico, it's aimed right at Tampa Bay. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome urges people to prepare for lengthy power outages.
Need to be on high alert for flash flooding potential even before the hurricane makes landfall, and that includes southeastern portions or metro Miami-Dade portion. So basically, all hazards are in play here, a multi-hazard event. You really have to be thinking about significant widespread power outages for days.
Milton's top winds reached 180 miles per hour, up from 90 miles an hour just 16 hours earlier. That according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Google has been ordered to open its Android app store to competition.
A federal judge has ordered Google to tear down the digital walls shielding its Android app store from competition as a punishment for maintaining an illegal monopoly that helped expand the company's internet empire. The injunction issued by Judge James Donato will require Google to make several changes, including a provision that will require its Play Store for Android apps to distribute rival third-party app stores so consumers can download them to their phones if they so desire. Judge Donato is giving Google until November to make the revisions. Google plans to file an appeal. I'm Norman Hall.
Israelis are holding somber ceremonies to mark a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The Hamas-led raid shattered Israelis' sense of security and ignited wars on two fronts with no end in sight. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 398 points, the Nasdaq dropped 213. This is SRN News. A disturbing new poll from the United Kingdom.
More people believe that God does not exist than believe that he does in the UK. That's the finding of a multi-year study run by Queen's University Belfast. 42% of the British people now say they don't believe in God versus 37% who do. It is a stunning development in a nation with a rich Christian history. The faith first took hold in what is modern-day England in the 300s, and the embrace of Christianity there produced Methodism, Charles Spurgeon, and the King James Bible, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish communities everywhere reacted with horror at last year's October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. But today's one-year commemoration of the assault hits home particularly hard in the Pittsburgh Jewish community, where a gunman carried out the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history, killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue. This is SRN News. Like a cat, an Oklahoma death inmate has nine lives.
Nine times the state of Oklahoma has set a date to execute death row inmate 61-year-old Richard Glossop. And nine times Glossop has gotten another chance at life. He has eaten his last meal three separate times. Now the U.S. Supreme Court is set to weigh in on the case, where even Oklahoma's top prosecutor admits Glossop did not receive a fair trial. Glossop has long maintained his innocence in the 1997 murder for hire of his former boss, Barry Van Treese. John Scott reporting.
A judge has given preliminary approval to the $2.78 billion legal settlement that figures to transform college sports. U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin released an order Monday setting a timeline for a deal that would put millions of dollars into the pockets of college athletes. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.